I'm David Nacht, and in this edition of the Eurovision Sport Radio Podcast, we're getting creative with commentary. I want to explore the skills needed to produce something like this.
Le coup d'envoi dans 7 secondes. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, l'essai de Damien Penaud!
Papa, 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 le ballon porté, l'humiliation a priori. Essai accordé par Wayne Barnes pour Clermont.
Et le ballon sur le côté droit!
Et la victoire des Clermontois.
36-16.
The Heineken Champions Cup. Who will be crowned the number one team in Europe?
Deflects the score now. It could be the pivotal moment.
And Leicester have got the fray. They so badly craved.
Barrel, great ball. Maitland scores. Champion stuff from Saracens.
Leicester are going to have to say something dramatic.
Billy Vanapola comes around the corner. He's up to the line. And he scores under the post.
The referee has blown the full-time whistle.
Leicester 10, Saracens 20. They're unstoppable. The Saracens machine.
This clip was created to help demonstrate the quality of sports radio produced by EBU members at two big rugby finals in Newcastle in England at the beginning of May. The guy who crafted it is our senior radio sports producer, Mickey Curling.
The brief started off quite simple. Produce a 60-second highlights mix for social media, with commentary from two France Bleu stations, as well as RMC, BBC Radio 5 Live, and RTE. But then things got complicated. The brief went on. Use Swiss producer Siru and French producer's French Views as your inspiration.
1-2-1-2-1-2, like this. Yeah. Even more? If I scream?
Yeah!
My name's Siru. I'm a 30-year-old Swiss guy who's passionate about assembling some sounds, some strange sounds from all around the world, and creating some music with it. It can be people working, can be like a soccer game, it can be news from the TV, and I'm taking those sounds from videos and trying to put them together, compose some melodies on top of it. Sometimes it does give a kind of sound which could sound pretty interesting. Ha!
Siru is best known for his work on a show called
120 minutes,
120 minutes, which airs on public service television, RTS, in Switzerland.
We had this idea all together with the producers of the show to try to do this little sequence called World Music. I'm taking the news from the past month and trying to mix them all together and create a video soundtrack of the whole past month.
The worst attentats of the history of our country.
Rioting has broken out in the streets.
My brief also mentioned a second source of inspiration, French Views. Now, they're a duo who are rocking a similar look to Siru.
With the beanie and the sunglasses, I was like, oh, it's kind of, okay, all right. they're doing some cool stuff as well, so that's cool.
So, I'm Jerry. I work with my friend Benjamin. And we have an electro band. So we met us in a jazz school. We create a French Fuse project. And it's complicated to explain in English.
Okay, I have to confess that my French is terrible. So we brought in Jerry's official translator, Greg, to help us with the call.
Just let me put the words correctly in my head.
on a été très intéressé de...
We love the fact that we're surrounded by sounds. It's for us an amazing opportunity to make something harmonious, like to do some music. The sounds surrounding us are rhythms, are melody. For us, with a proper classical and musical background, it's a new playground for us to improve those skills and the sounds surrounding us.
French Fuse first came to our attention at EBU when they produced a special mix for French broadcaster RMC during the FIFA World Cup last summer.
Benjamin Pavard, Paul Pogba, Hugo Lloris, Griezmann, Kylian Mbappé, Lucas Hernandez,
Raphaël Varane, avec Corentin Tolisso,
Giroud,
Matuidi,
Dembélé,
Fekir,
Kanté,
Samuel Umtiti,
Didier Deschamps,
On avait déjà travaillé.
We've already worked around the sports and especially football. Jerry is very fan of football. Go Olympique de Marseille. And we've already done something around the Champions League, and that's probably why RMC proposed us to do something with football speakers.
Le bloc de l'équipe de France est revenu très haut avec Pogba, Pogba Mbappé. Pogba qui redonne le ballon avec Giroud, Giroud qui va dans la Pogba. Enchaînement de Pogba, la frappe. La poteau, le but. Et le but. Et le but.
They contact us and we started to work on it, like aggregate every speakers we could hear and sample it and start to compose something original with the speakers.
Pour créer la composition.
To build the all composition, it was at least a week. It was a week, 24/7.
Unlike French Fuse, we only gave Mickey 24 hours to deliver a finished audio and visual mix.
Having 24 hours to produce a sports highlights mix is a luxury in my world. One of my first jobs in radio was producing football highlights for BBC local radio. And back in those days when we were working on tape, it wasn't possible to start editing until full time. Now my technique was a bit crude. It was to spool through at high speed and listen for moments where the crowd went crazy. Okay, to be fair, it was a crude method, but it proved useful again when trying to find the key moments in the French commentaries at the rugby. And as I said, I'm not great at French.
It's clear that passionate sports commentary can cross language barriers. You might not always know exactly what's happening, but the reaction of a good commentator can give you a pretty good idea. With a rough selection of highlights to play with, Mickey then needed to work on the part of the brief that had him stumped, to make a production in the style of Ciroux or French Fuse.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. And when I spoke to Ciroux a week or so after I delivered my production, he had some great wisdom on what I could have done with the commentary.
Can Leinster show a little bit of calm? They have numbers to the left. They have to give it. They have to give it. Williams comes in on Ringrose. Try saver from Liam Williams.
I like the give it part. They'll have to give it. They'll have to give it. They'll have to. They'll have to give it up. Something like this. I don't know.
They have numbers to the left. They have to give it. They have to give it. Give it. They have to give it. Give it. Give it.
I'm already starting to feel like I've missed a trick with my production. Here's Jerry from French Views.
Alors,
when you're listening on speakers especially, there is really involved when they're doing stuff. And when they're speaking, you can find there is a lot of groove inside what they're saying. And there is notes, there is melodies. So you can find the melodies, find the groove and the proper notes and do some music with it. Because music is notes, melodies and groove. If you can sample the good part and the good melody, you can have your song. If you can do the structure with the groove and the notes, you can do a proper song.
That bit about finding a groove in the speech is fascinating. I've often found myself working the other way around, having a beat in the background and then trying to match the speech to fit the beat. The speech.
To fit the beat.
To fit the beat.
To fit the beat.
To fit the beat. To fit the beat. Here's Siru again.
Basically, sometimes you can take a whole sentence out of it and barely touch it, and it works on the beat, so that's really funny. But it would be cool to do this. They have pretty much good commentators. In Switzerland, it's a bit more... They're not putting some that much energy in their comments, so it's cool. I think with those English people, you can do something really great.
En tout cas, dans l'extrait, surtout quand c'est en anglais...
Actually, it's easier when you're doing it with some English speakers. I mean, it's more melodious. Like you can hear the melody and they're really involved.
The production process for me was a little bit more crude than that of Siru or Jerry.
Le coup d'envoi dans 7 secondes. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So I started by laying out a basic beat using my favorite tool at the moment. It's a sampling engine called Arcade. Some say that using samples is a bit of a cheat, but sometimes you have to take shortcuts when you're working quickly. Now, using this tool, I built up a few layers of beats and transitions. And then I patched the commentary to the beats.
If there's the score now, it could be the pivotal moment.
I then went back through and manipulated some of the beats and the sound effects layers to build some more tension. And my favorite technique is to introduce silence in a busy mix.
Billy Milipola comes round the corner, he's up to the line, and he scores under the post!
I work in Reaper. It's an audio editing system, just like Adobe Audition, just like Pro Tools or Ableton Live. For some reason, I just find myself very comfortable with it. It allows me to manipulate sound in a way that is just so incredibly fast for me. Here's Jerry from French Views.
Nous utilisons comme matériel pour composer, on utilise Ableton Live.
Our setup is pretty easy and simple. We are on Ableton Live, and inside we've got a lot of plugins like Massive, Contact, Serum, stuff like that. It's pretty common actually. We're using keys also. We're using the Prophet. We are using the Moog or Ultranova. Sometimes we're using like piano, and most of the job is done with samples.
Here's Siru again.
I'm working on Logic Pro 10, which is for me really good to work with for this process. So I'm firstly really focusing on the sound and music, composing everything in this program, and when the music is done, I'm switching to Adobe with Premiere Pro and After Effects to do the whole editing and video process.
Siru's films are something to behold. You need to check out his work on YouTube if you can. He shapes sound and video in a way that I've never seen done before. And his productions clearly take a lot of work.
The production process is pretty intense. I'm having 1 week to, you know, do the whole stuff. That means, let's say, 1 or 2 days of locking myself in my room and digging the whole internet to see what happened on this world in the last month, in the last few weeks.
And that leads me to assemble a lot of videos which are really interesting visually and also from the sound. And then the second or third day I'm starting to to put everything together. And this is like a mindful process in which I'm trying to, you know, playing puzzle on what could fit together and trying to find something that could work. So this is like the basic of the construction, and then on top of it I'm adding some instruments and composing with my programs. And the fourth day, the music is done or should be done, and then I'm passing on to video editing, post-production, doing the whole cut, and voila! Putting everything together and crying, nose bleeding, and wanna die and still laugh and cry, and then the product comes out and everybody's happy, and that's cool.
I'd love nothing more than to have a whole week to work on something like this. But then at the same time, I guess it can also drive you crazy.
I like to combine the video stuff with the audio and trying to, you know, do something which could give a result that is that would be really unerwartet. Something really special, let's say.
My video production process was fairly simple. I took a series of still images from professional photographers that were covering the rugby matches, and I synced those with the commentary. And then I added transitions and zooms to highlight the kind of key moments of the action. If you can, please check out the video on EBU's social media channels. And if you do, you'll notice that I used a waveform generated by our own in-house production tool called Storyboard. If you're one of our radio members and you'd like access to this simple online tool, please reach out to us.
Thank you to Mickey for taking us inside the production process of this clip, which goes to show that sporting emotion crosses language divides. Thank you as well to Siru and French Fuse. Siru has turned his world music concept into a live show where he performs with sound and video clips from global news and sports events. It looks and sounds spectacular.
The concept is really interesting because I'm playing this in movie theaters, and it's not a movie, it's not a theater play, it's not a concert. It's like a mix of all three elements, which leads to a sort of audiovisual performance, which could be interesting for the crowd and for myself to, you know, to bring to the people.
And French Fuse have just launched their latest project with the Champions League as their new target.
We know that this club is a mix of atmosphere, emotion, desire, and football.
Thank you for listening to the Eurovision Sport Radio Podcast. I'm David Nacht, and you can always reach me on Twitter at DavidNacht1 or via @SportOnRadio. In the next edition, we'll be looking at the FIFA Women's World Cup.